Your life doesn't change when people notice you. It changes the day you finally decide to notice yourself. If you're tired of feeling behind, if you've been giving your time, energy, and attention to everything except your own growth, it's time to stop and rebuild. This isn't about anyone else. This is about you. Rebuild yourself. Let your focus be on you every day is not a motivational slogan. It's a serious commitment to finally take full control of your life. Every single day you have two choices: focus on what's missing or focus on what you can fix. This audiobook is here to show you how to make yourself the priority again through action, not just talk. Real confidence, real clarity, real progress. No more waiting. No more excuses. If you've been drifting, distracted, or doubting yourself, this is your moment to reset everything. You don't need a perfect plan. You just need to start focusing on the one thing you've ignored too long. You. Chapter 1. Start paying attention to how you treat yourself. You have to start paying attention to how you treat yourself. That's the beginning of everything. That's the foundation of your entire life. Because if you don't care about how you treat yourself, you'll eventually accept anything from anyone. You'll allow poor standards. You'll tolerate being overlooked. And you'll stay stuck in situations that don't reflect your real value. Most people are not failing because of a lack of talent or opportunity. They're failing because they don't treat themselves like they matter. When you get up in the morning, the first decision you make is already shaping the way you treat yourself. If you hit the snooze button again and again, you're sending yourself a message. That message says, "My goals don't matter. My time doesn't matter. I don't matter enough to get up and move." You've got to take a closer look at those small choices, because they're not as small as they look. They're shaping your self-respect, and self-respect is not built on what you say, it's built on what you do every single day. Start asking yourself, would I treat a friend the way I treat myself? If a friend made a mistake, would you talk down to them the way you talk down to yourself? If a friend had a dream, would you laugh at it, doubt it, criticize it the way you criticize yours? Probably not. So why do you keep doing that to yourself? You have to build a relationship with yourself that's honest but kind. If you're always harsh with yourself, if you beat yourself up for every shortcoming, eventually you lose the energy to keep going. That's why people quit, not because it's too hard, but because they feel too small inside. They feel like they don't deserve more. They feel like they're not enough to reach higher. And that's the most dangerous belief a person can hold. If you want to rebuild yourself, you have to change the way you treat the person in the mirror. That means you start keeping your word to yourself. If you say you're going to do something, do it. Even if nobody sees it. Even if nobody claps for you. You have to matter to you first. That's where confidence comes from. That's where dignity comes from. Not from what you own, not from what others say, but from knowing you're building yourself brick by brick because you said you would. Most people are waiting for someone else to believe in them. They want someone to see their value. But you can't wait for that. You can't wait for applause. You can't wait for permission. You got to decide, I believe in myself enough to show up for myself every day. If you don't give yourself that belief, life gets very heavy. You carry regrets, you carry guilt, you carry broken promises, and that weight slows you down. Treat yourself like a builder would treat a project they care about. Would a builder ignore the cracks? Would a builder skip important steps? No. They'd show up daily. They'd work on it piece by piece. They'd stay focused. That's what you've got to do with your mind, your habits, your time. Treat your life like it matters, because it does. Think about how you speak to yourself when you fail. Do you encourage yourself to keep going? Or do you use that as a reason to give up? Too many people are walking around with a voice inside that constantly tells them they're not enough. That voice was shaped by years of neglect, broken promises, maybe even trauma. But here's the truth. You can rebuild that voice. You can choose a better internal dialogue. You can speak truth to yourself, not just criticism. And no, I'm not saying to sugarcoat things. I'm not saying to pretend everything is okay when it's not. But there's a difference between being honest with yourself and being cruel. Being honest means taking responsibility. Being cruel means tearing yourself down with no plan to build back up. You've got to tell yourself the truth and then do something with it. Yes, I've been wasting time. Yes, I've been distracted. Yes, I've let myself go, but now I'm choosing differently, starting today, starting now. This shift doesn't happen overnight. It's a process. You're undoing years of patterns, years of believing you didn't matter. But every time you make a small change in how you treat yourself, you start rewriting that pattern. You stop giving away your power. You stop settling for less. You stop living like a shadow of yourself. You know what happens when you start treating yourself better? Other people notice. Your energy changes, your tone changes, your boundaries get clearer, you stop accepting disrespect, you stop making excuses, you start making moves, and the world responds to that. Because the world treats you how you treat you. You set the tone. Some people don't realize that the way they talk to themselves in private is the reason they stay stuck. They call themselves lazy, dumb, worthless, behind, and they say it so often it becomes their reality. You've got to interrupt that cycle. You've got to catch yourself in the act and say, "No, I don't talk to myself that way anymore. I'm not perfect, but I'm improving. I'm working. I'm learning." If you had a child and you spoke to them the way you speak to yourself, would they grow up confident? Would they grow up healthy? Would they go after big dreams? Probably not. So be the parent to yourself that you never had. Be the voice of reason, the voice of strength, the voice of encouragement. Because no one else can give that to you, not in a lasting way. You have to become that for yourself. Start treating your health like it matters. Start treating your time like it matters. Start treating your choices like they matter, because they do. Every decision you make is casting a vote for the person you're becoming, and when you cast enough votes, you change your life. This isn't about motivation. Motivation fades. This is about self-respect. When you respect yourself, you don't need hype. You don't need someone chasing you to get things done. You move because you've decided that your future matters more than your comfort. You're not rebuilding to impress anyone. You're not doing this to prove anything. You're doing this because you finally realize you deserve more. You've spent enough time doubting. You've spent enough time waiting. Now it's time to act. You don't need another wake-up call. This is it. The way you treat yourself today will show up in who you are tomorrow. So start now. Pay attention. Pay attention to your words. Pay attention to your choices. Pay attention to your reactions. The world outside may be loud, but your focus must stay on you. Not selfishly, but honestly. Because you can't give your best to anyone else until you've given your best to yourself first. You don't have to rebuild everything in one day, but you do have to start, and it starts with how you treat yourself. Every hour, every moment, every thought. Treat yourself like someone worth building, because you are. Chapter 2. Let go of people who drain your energy. One of the hardest but most important things you'll ever do in life is walk away from people who drain your energy. And I mean people who take more than they give. People who leave you feeling exhausted after every conversation. People who don't support your growth, don't respect your time, and don't care about the direction you're trying to take your life in. If you want to rebuild yourself, you need to protect your energy like your future depends on it. Because it does. Most people stay stuck, not because they don't have potential, not because they lack the drive, but because they're surrounded by the wrong voices. People who doubt them. People who bring drama. People who make everything about themselves. You cannot rise when you're tied to what's pulling you down. No matter how strong your mindset is, if you're surrounded by the wrong people, they will weaken you over time. Even if it's not obvious right away, it chips away at your self-belief, your motivation, your peace. You don't owe access to anyone who consistently makes you feel less than. You don't owe your time to people who only show up when they need something. And you certainly don't owe your energy to those who belittle your dreams, question your goals, or mock your growth. The truth is, some relationships have already served their purpose. They taught you something, they helped you learn, but now you've outgrown the version of yourself that stayed small to keep them comfortable. Too many people feel guilty for wanting peace. They stay in draining relationships out of habit, out of fear, or because they're afraid to be alone. But the cost of keeping the wrong people around is far greater than the discomfort of walking away. You end up sacrificing your focus, your health, your confidence. And for what? For people who wouldn't do the same for you? Pay close attention to how you feel after you've been around someone. Do you feel motivated, seen, respected? Or do you feel tired, confused, and small? Your body and your mind always know. But if you ignore those signals long enough, you'll start thinking the chaos is normal. It's not. You deserve to be around people who help you breathe easier, not those who make you feel like you're suffocating. Rebuilding yourself requires space, space to think, to feel, to grow. If you're constantly managing someone else's emotions, carrying their problems, or shrinking to avoid conflict, then you're not building. You're surviving. And survival is not enough. You weren't born to live in reaction to other people's issues. You were born to create something meaningful with your life. And you can't do that when your energy is constantly being hijacked by people who have no intention of changing. The first step is getting honest. Who in your life brings stress, anxiety, or tension every time they show up? Who dismisses your goals or mocks your efforts when you try to improve? Who makes everything about them, even when you're going through something? These people might not be evil, but they are draining, and your loyalty to them should never be greater than your responsibility to yourself. You don't have to hate anyone to outgrow them. You don't have to cause drama, but you do have to draw a line. You do have to recognize that the energy you spend trying to manage unhealthy relationships is energy that could be invested in your goals, your peace, your personal growth. Every moment you spend explaining yourself to someone who refuses to understand you is a moment you could have used building your future. Stop trying to convince people who don't get you. Stop bending over backward to fit into places you've already outgrown. When you rebuild yourself, not everyone will clap for you. Some will feel threatened. Some will try to pull you back to who you used to be. That's not your problem. Your job is to keep moving forward. Your job is to stay committed to your healing, your clarity, and your progress. Sometimes the most powerful move you can make is silence. Not every goodbye has to be loud. Not every ending needs to be explained. You just start showing up differently. You stop entertaining conversations that go nowhere. You stop giving second chances to people who proved they don't value your presence. You stop explaining your worth to people who act like it's negotiable. It's not easy at first. When you cut off draining people, you might feel guilt. You might feel lonely. You might question yourself. That's normal. You're letting go of familiar patterns, even if they were unhealthy. But over time, you'll realize that peace is better than chaos. That real friends don't drain you, they support you. That being alone is better than being surrounded by people who don't care about your growth. You can love someone and still not want them in your life. You can wish them well and still move on. Letting go doesn't mean you failed. It means you've grown. It means you value your energy enough to stop wasting it. It means you're finally choosing yourself, and that choice will change everything. When you remove draining people, you start to feel lighter. Your thoughts get clearer. Your motivation returns. You sleep better. You think deeper. And most importantly, you start hearing your own voice again. The voice that wants more. The voice that believes in you. The voice that tells you it's okay to protect your peace. Don't make excuses for people who keep showing you who they are. Don't hold on to people just because you have history with them. The past is a place of learning, not living. If someone is draining you, it doesn't matter how long you've known them. What matters is how they treat you now and how you feel when they're around. Your energy is one of the most valuable things you own. Where it goes, your life follows. So be intentional with it. Give it to people who inspire you, challenge you to grow, and want to see you win. Give it to places that help you heal, not to environments that feed your doubts. Give it to habits that build you up, not to people who keep tearing you down. This isn't about cutting off everyone at the first sign of conflict. Real relationships take effort, but effort goes both ways. Respect goes both ways. Support goes both ways. If you're always the one giving, always the one adjusting, always the one caring, then that's not a relationship, it's emotional labor. And you can't rebuild yourself while carrying someone else's weight on your back every day. You don't need a big circle, you need a solid one. A few people who genuinely care. A few people who hold you accountable. A few people who help you stay grounded. The rest is noise. The rest is a distraction. So today, take a deep look at your connections. Be honest with yourself. Ask, is this person helping me grow or pulling me backward? Then act accordingly. You don't need to announce it. You don't need to explain it. Just make the shift. Your future deserves people who pour into you, not people who drain you. And most importantly, remember this. You are not difficult for protecting your peace. You are not selfish for choosing your well-being. You are not wrong for stepping away from what hurts your spirit. That's not weakness. That's strength. That's clarity. That's maturity. You're not rebuilding just to stay the same. You're rebuilding to become someone stronger, wiser, calmer. And that version of you cannot be reached by holding on to what no longer serves you. Start today. Let go. And free yourself. Chapter 3. Choose small wins instead of chasing perfection daily. Perfection is a trap. It looks good from the outside, but it ruins progress from the inside. You start thinking you need to do everything right the first time. You want every move to be flawless, every goal to be huge, every outcome to look impressive. But while you wait to feel perfect, life keeps passing, and you end up doing nothing at all. That's why the smartest decision you can make is to stop chasing perfection and start choosing small wins every single day. Perfection demands everything at once. Small wins demand effort, and effort is what creates change. When you focus on small wins, you start moving. You stop waiting for the perfect day or the perfect mood. You stop planning endlessly. You get out of your head and into your life. That's when things begin to shift. Not in some loud, dramatic way, but in quiet, consistent actions that build real momentum. The people who grow are not always the most talented. They're not the most experienced. They're the ones who show up daily and stack small improvements. They do the workout even when it's short. They read 5 pages instead of none. They eat one clean meal instead of giving up after one bad one. They make the call even if they're nervous. That's a small win, and small wins matter more than people think. When you chase perfection, you feel overwhelmed. You think if you can't do it perfectly, you shouldn't even try. That mindset kills progress. It stops people before they even begin. But when you give yourself permission to win small, suddenly the pressure goes down and the action goes up. You stop saying, "I have to do it all today," and start saying, "I'm going to do something today." That difference changes everything. You see, the brain responds to success, even tiny success. Every time you complete something, you build trust with yourself. You prove to yourself that you follow through. That builds internal strength. And that strength carries into the next task, the next day, the next level of your life. But when you aim for perfection and fall short, which most people do, you feel like a failure. You feel behind. You lose belief. That's how people fall into cycles of giving up, not because they're lazy, but because they're chasing a version of progress that doesn't exist. Life doesn't work like a highlight reel. It works like a staircase, and you can't jump to the top. You take one step, then another. That's how everything is built. Your skills, your health, your mindset, your habits. Nothing is created overnight. But when you look at other people's success, you only see the result. You don't see the hundreds of small steps they took, the late nights, the early mornings, the quiet sacrifices. You only see the end, and you think you're supposed to get there in a straight line, but nobody does. You have to give yourself permission to build slow, to make mistakes, to grow at your own pace. The only thing you need to do every day is move forward. That's it. Even if it's just a little, even if no one claps for it, even if no one notices but you, that small win is still a win. It still counts, and it still gets you closer. A lot of people are stuck because they've been taught to wait until things feel right. They think action should follow motivation, but real growth works the other way. Action creates motivation. You don't feel like doing something until you start doing it. And once you see a result, any result, you feel pulled to keep going. That's the power of choosing small wins. They keep you moving. And when you move, you start to believe again. Progress is built in the little choices. Waking up when you said you would, saying no to something that doesn't help you. Being kind when you want to complain. Pushing yourself to finish when it would be easier to quit. These are not big, flashy achievements, but they build a strong, focused, disciplined life. They shape who you become. And who you become matters more than any perfect outcome. Perfection is not only unrealistic, it's unforgiving. It doesn't allow space for mistakes. It doesn't let you be human. But rebuilding yourself requires grace. You will slip. You will fall short. You will have off days. That's part of the process. The key is to not let those moments erase your progress. If you fall, you don't go back to the start. You stand where you are and keep going. That mindset alone puts you ahead of most people. You've got to be okay with not being perfect. You've got to be okay with growing in the middle of the mess, because if you wait for the conditions to be ideal, you'll be waiting your whole life. Life won't slow down for you to catch up. You have to decide to move anyway. You have to decide that today matters, even if it's not your best day. You have to decide that your future is worth the effort. Even when the progress is slow. What small win can you choose today? That's the question that needs to guide you. Not, how can I be perfect, but what can I do right now that pushes me forward? Maybe it's writing for 10 minutes. Maybe it's cleaning one corner of the room. Maybe it's going for a quick walk. Maybe it's having one difficult conversation. These things look small, but they're powerful. They build character, they create rhythm, and rhythm leads to consistency. That's where success is created. You've got to build a habit of finishing things, even small things, because finishing builds confidence. It teaches your mind to trust your actions. That's why a completed small task is more valuable than a perfect task that never gets done. Perfection often leads to procrastination. Small wins lead to execution, and execution is where transformation lives. You don't need a breakthrough every day. You don't need to impress anyone. You don't need to go viral. What you need is progress you can repeat. That's what makes a new life. That's what rebuilds your mindset. Not big declarations, not waiting for inspiration, just choosing to do something today that your future self will thank you for. The reason this approach works is because it builds identity. Every small win tells you something about yourself. It says, I'm disciplined. It says, I finish what I start. It says, I take responsibility for my life. These quiet statements are far more important than chasing external validation, because when you believe in yourself from the inside, the outside starts to shift. People treat you differently. Opportunities find you. But most of all, you become someone you're proud of. Don't wait for a perfect time to begin. Don't wait for everything to line up. Don't wait until you feel ready. That delay is costing you more than you think. You're not behind. You're not broken. You just need to shift your focus from perfect outcomes to real, reachable actions, from big dreams that paralyze you to small wins that empower you. Start with what you have, where you are, use what you know, do what you can, and then do it again tomorrow and the next day. That's how you build a new standard. That's how you rebuild your life. One decision at a time, one habit at a time, one win at a time. Chapter 4. Say no more often and mean it fully. One of the most powerful ways to rebuild your life is learning to say no, not just whispering it, not saying it with hesitation, but saying it clearly, calmly, and meaning it fully. The word no might seem small, but the strength behind it can change everything. If you say yes to everything, you leave yourself with nothing. No energy, no time, no focus. You end up living by everyone else's priorities and never your own. People lose years of their lives because they didn't want to disappoint others. They agreed to things they didn't want to do. They stayed longer than they should. They gave when they had nothing left. Not because they were weak, but because they never learned how to protect themselves with a firm and respectful no. Rebuilding yourself means you stop giving easy access to people, events, or obligations that drain you. You are not here to live your entire life trying to keep everyone happy while silently falling apart. It starts by being honest with yourself. Ask, am I doing this because I truly want to or because I feel pressured to say yes? That simple question can expose how often you say yes to avoid conflict, guilt, or awkwardness. But in doing that, you end up with resentment. And resentment is a sign you abandoned your own needs to please someone else. No is not rude. No is not mean. No is not selfish. No is necessary. It creates space for the things that actually matter. It allows you to be intentional with your time, your energy, and your commitments. Every time you say yes to something you don't want to do, you're saying no to something you do want. Your goals, your peace, your growth. Some people say yes because they're afraid they'll lose relationships, but real relationships can handle boundaries. If someone walks away because you said no, They were never really with you. They were with the version of you that always agreed, the version of you that never pushed back. But that version is tired now. That version is ready to live with purpose, not pressure. The truth is, people will test your no. They'll question it. They'll try to change your mind. That's where your strength is tested. Don't explain more than you need to. Don't apologize for prioritizing yourself. You don't have to give a detailed reason. No, I'm not available. That's enough. You are allowed to say no and keep your peace. You are allowed to choose your mental health over someone else's convenience. Rebuilding your life also means rebuilding your standards. If you let people walk over your time and boundaries, don't be surprised when they keep doing it. But the moment you start saying no, with clarity, you shift the dynamic. You show people how to treat you. You show yourself that you're no longer available for everything that doesn't serve your future. You'll be tempted to over-explain, to soften the blow. But the more you try to please everyone, the more you lose yourself. Some of the most successful, grounded people you'll ever meet are the ones who mastered the art of saying no, not with anger, not with arrogance, but with a calm and steady voice that says, "I'm not doing that anymore." People often ask, "But what if I feel bad?" You probably will at first, especially if you've spent your life being the one who always says yes. But feeling guilty for choosing yourself is something you have to unlearn. You're not responsible for how someone feels about your decision, especially when your decision is based on protecting your own peace and priorities. Saying no also teaches you discipline. It keeps you from being pulled into things that don't align with your goals. It helps you stay focused on what you're building. You can't grow if you're constantly distracted. And distraction doesn't always look chaotic. Sometimes it looks like a friend who wants to hang out when you planned to work. Sometimes it's a task that looks good on paper, but pulls you away from your core purpose. Every time you say no to what doesn't matter, you say yes to what does. Start with the small no, the one that feels slightly uncomfortable, the one that makes you hesitate. But once you say it and feel the relief afterward, you'll understand its power. The freedom that comes from honoring your boundaries is something you can't buy. It comes from standing in your truth, even when it's not easy. Saying no also helps you stop overcommitting. Too many people live in a constant state of burnout because they think they have to be everywhere, help everyone, fix everything. You don't. You're one person. You have limits. And honoring those limits is not weakness, it's wisdom. If you run yourself into the ground, what good can you be to anyone? You have to put yourself back in the center of your life and make decisions from that place. There will always be people who ask for more of your time, more of your energy, more of your attention. But you don't have to say yes every time. Just because someone asks doesn't mean you're required to give. You are allowed to protect your space. You are allowed to choose rest. You are allowed to say no, not this time. And remember, no is not always final. Sometimes it means not right now. Sometimes it means I need to think. But in all cases, it means you are choosing to respond rather than react. You are creating space to decide if something really aligns with your path. That's maturity. That's growth. Your time is limited. Your energy is valuable. Your future depends on what you allow into your life. Say no to chaos. Say no to pressure. Say no to guilt-based decisions. Say no to patterns that keep you small. Say no to being everything for everyone. And say yes to showing up for yourself fully and unapologetically. No is not the end of connection, it's the beginning of clarity. When you say no to what isn't right, you make room for what is. You make space for people who respect your time, for work that fulfills you, for habits that energize you. That's how you rebuild. Not by doing more, but by doing what matters. You were not born to be available to everything. You were not born to carry everyone else's expectations. You were born to live with intention, with awareness, and with standards. Saying no is not rejection, it's redirection. It's telling yourself, I deserve better than this. And that belief will lead you to a stronger, more focused life. Practice it daily, in your calendar, in your conversations, in your decisions. Learn to say no with confidence, without guilt, and with a clear sense of what you're working toward. Because the more you say no to what doesn't align, the more you become the kind of person who lives with focus, purpose, and peace. That's not selfish, that's powerful. And that's the person you're rebuilding yourself to be.
Chapter 5. Slow down and listen to your inner voice. In a world that moves fast, pulls you in every direction, and constantly demands more from you, the most powerful thing you can do is slow down and listen to your inner voice. That voice, the one inside you that doesn't shout, doesn't chase attention, doesn't argue, just speaks quietly and honestly, is the one voice most people spend their whole life ignoring. They follow trends, they listen to noise, they chase approval, but they never stop long enough to hear themselves. That's why so many people feel lost, not because they don't have answers, but because they never pause long enough to ask the right questions. There's a version of you that already knows what you need. It knows when you're off track. It knows what's real and what's not. But if your life is filled with constant motion, constant distraction, constant noise, you'll never hear it. You'll move through your days on autopilot, doing what you've always done, saying what you're supposed to say, and becoming a stranger to yourself. That's not growth. That's survival. When you slow down, you stop reacting and start reflecting. You start to see what you've been running from. You notice your habits. You feel your emotions. You remember what really matters to you, but it takes courage to pause, especially when the world tells you to go faster, do more, keep up. Slowing down can feel uncomfortable. It can feel like you're falling behind. But what you're actually doing is stepping back into alignment. Rebuilding yourself starts with listening. Not to everyone else, not to society, not to temporary feelings, but to your core. That part of you that wants truth, that craves clarity, that's tired of pretending. If you never slow down, you never reconnect. And without connection to yourself, all the goals, achievements and progress in the world won't feel fulfilling. Most people ignore their inner voice because it often tells them things they don't want to face. It points out the things they've avoided. It reminds them of the changes they need to make. And those truths are not always easy to accept. But ignoring them doesn't make them go away, it just makes you numb. And the longer you stay numb, the more disconnected you become. There's a difference between being busy and being productive. Being busy just means your schedule is full. Being productive means your actions match your values, and you can't get to that alignment unless you pause long enough to ask yourself, why am I doing this? Who is this for? Does this matter to me? If you're moving fast without those questions, you're not building, you're drifting. When you learn to slow down, you start noticing things you never paid attention to before. How certain people affect your mood. How some routines drain your energy. How certain goals were never even yours to begin with. That kind of awareness is where growth begins. Not from chasing perfection, but from getting honest. People often say they're confused or stuck, but most of the time, they're just overwhelmed. They've packed their day so tightly, there's no space to think clearly, no space to breathe, no space to feel, and without space there's no clarity. That's why your mind needs silence. Not just quiet on the outside, but calm on the inside. And you can't force that calm. You create it by choosing to slow your pace, by stepping back from the rush, by saying, right now, I need to hear myself. Your inner voice isn't dramatic. It doesn't come with flashing signs. It often comes when you're still walking alone, sitting in silence, or just paying attention to how something makes you feel. And when you begin to trust that voice, you start making better choices. You stop forcing things that don't fit. You stop saying yes when you mean no. You stop chasing things that drain you. Because your inner voice wants peace. It wants purpose. It wants alignment. It takes practice to reconnect with it. At first your thoughts might race. You'll feel restless. You'll want to grab your phone, check your messages, scroll through something meaningless. But if you sit with yourself long enough, the restlessness fades. And underneath all the noise is a voice that says, here's what you need. Here's where you're off. Here's what you should focus on now. That voice doesn't demand attention. It waits for you to be ready. There's a deep strength in becoming someone who listens more than they speak. Someone who moves with intention. Someone who doesn't just do things to stay busy, but moves based on real values. That kind of life can't be built in chaos. It's built in quiet moments of truth. When you ask, is this the life I want to be building? And allow space for the real answer, even if it's uncomfortable. You won't always like what your inner voice tells you. It may tell you it's time to walk away from something that looks good but feels wrong. It may tell you you've been ignoring your health, your boundaries, your purpose. It may ask you to make changes that scare you. But that's part of rebuilding. You don't get clarity without honesty. And you don't get honesty without silence. This world will always try to rush you. It will feed you urgency, comparison, distraction. But it's your job to protect your clarity. To say, I'm not moving just because everyone else is. You move when it makes sense to you. When it fits the path you're choosing to walk. And you only know that path when you've taken the time to listen. Slow down long enough to reconnect with what matters. The goals that excite you. The people who support you. The life you want to build, not the one you've been pressured into. The more time you spend with your own thoughts, the less you'll need to seek approval from others. You'll stop asking, what should I do? And start saying, this is what's right for me. Every breakthrough starts with self-awareness. But self-awareness can't happen in a rush. It happens in moments of reflection. When you put the phone down. When you stop explaining yourself. When you breathe deeply and ask yourself questions that only you can answer. That's where rebuilding begins. You don't need more noise. You don't need more opinions. You need space. You need to make room for yourself again. You need to start trusting that your inner voice is wiser than your fear, wiser than your anxiety, wiser than the crowd. That voice has always been with you. It just needs you to slow down and listen. Everything you're looking for outside, clarity, strength, purpose, it all starts with that. The faster you go, the more mistakes you make. The more pressure you feel. But when you slow down, you make better decisions. You respond instead of react. You notice patterns. You take better care of yourself. You start saying, I don't have to be everywhere. I don't have to do it all. I just need to be aligned. That's how you rebuild, not with chaos, but with calm. Not with noise, but with truth. And the truth comes from within. Start creating space to hear it. Start making time to understand it. Because the person you're becoming depends on the choices you make when no one is watching. When it's just you, your thoughts, and that quiet voice inside asking, "Are you living true to yourself?" And if the answer is no, don't panic. Don't run. Just pause. Start again. Slow down. And this time, move forward from a place of clarity. You'll be amazed at what happens when you finally start listening to yourself. That voice is not confused. It knows. And once you choose to hear it, you'll never need to chase noise again. Chapter 6. Take responsibility for everything you keep avoiding. If there's something holding you back right now, it's probably something you've been avoiding. Not something unknown, not something invisible, just something you've chosen not to face. That's the truth most people don't want to admit. We don't suffer from a lack of information. We suffer from inaction. And inaction almost always comes from avoidance. Avoiding conversations we need to have. Avoiding habits we need to break. Avoiding decisions we need to make. And over time, those small moments of avoidance stack up and shape a life we no longer feel proud of. You cannot rebuild yourself while avoiding the things that are keeping you stuck. The work you refuse to do doesn't go away. It waits for you. It waits in your mind. It shows up in your attitude. It appears in your results. It lives in the discomfort you feel every time you look in the mirror and know you could be doing more. That's the weight of avoidance. It doesn't scream, but it never leaves you alone either. It just lingers in the background, reminding you of what you're not doing. Taking responsibility means you stop making excuses, even the reasonable ones. It means you stop blaming your past, your environment, your circumstances. Not because those things don't matter, but because they're no longer going to control your decisions. Growth begins the moment you say, "This is my life. No one else is going to fix it for me. It's on me now." There's power in that mindset. It gives you your energy back. When you stop looking for someone else to change things, you start realizing how much control you really have. You stop waiting for the perfect moment. You stop depending on motivation. You stop hiding behind distractions. You wake up and you start acting. That shift, even if it's uncomfortable, is the beginning of everything. Look at the areas of your life that make you feel frustrated. Your health, your finances, your relationships, your discipline. Ask yourself, what have I been avoiding here? There's always something. Maybe it's the hard conversation you've been putting off. Maybe it's the budget you've been refusing to create. Maybe it's the routine you promised yourself you'd start, but never did. Whatever it is, stop running from it. Face it, because what you avoid doesn't disappear. It becomes the silent anchor that slows everything else down. Avoidance might feel safe in the short term, but it costs you more than you realize. It costs you peace of mind. It costs you confidence. It creates mental clutter. You carry guilt. You carry doubt. You feel like something's always chasing you. That's no way to live. And the only way to stop it is to start telling yourself the truth. Not the version that makes you comfortable, but the one that forces you to act. There's something powerful about doing what you've been avoiding. The moment you stop resisting and just do the thing, make the call, clean the mess, start the project, you feel a wave of clarity. Because now, you're no longer in conflict with yourself. You're no longer fighting the quiet voice that says, "You need to deal with this." That alignment is where self-respect is rebuilt. It's easy to fall into the habit of pretending that time will solve everything. That if you just wait long enough, your problems will sort themselves out. But they don't. They grow. And the longer you wait, the heavier the burden becomes. Time doesn't fix avoidance. Action does. And even if the action feels small, it matters. It shifts your momentum. It shows you that progress is possible, that you're capable, that you can trust yourself again. Responsibility is not about shame. It's not about beating yourself up. It's about owning your role in your life. It's about recognizing that even if something wasn't your fault, it's still your job to fix it. That mindset puts you back in control. It separates you from people who complain and do nothing. It moves you from feeling powerless to being in motion. You might not be where you want to be right now. That's okay. The question is, are you willing to do what needs to be done? Are you ready to stop pushing things aside and finally face the things you've avoided for months or maybe even years? Because if you are, you'll see how quickly your life can start changing. Not because everything outside of you changes, but because the way you move begins to change. There's a real freedom in knowing that nothing changes until you do, that you don't need permission. You don't need to wait for someone to rescue you. You just need to be honest about what's not working and take one step to change it. It could be something simple, organizing your day better, setting a boundary, cutting out one unhealthy habit. That one shift opens the door to others. And before you know it, you're no longer the person who avoids things, you're the person who handles them. That identity matters, because who you believe you are influences everything. And if you've spent too much time thinking of yourself as someone who quits, someone who hides, someone who procrastinates, then now is the time to change that story. You don't have to stay stuck in that version, but you do have to take responsibility for writing a new one. Start where it hurts. That thing you keep thinking about. The thing you keep pushing to the side. The thing you say, I'll deal with it later. Make later today. Sit with it, handle it, even if it's not perfect. Even if it's messy. Just start. Because once you do, you begin breaking the cycle. The longer you wait, the harder it becomes. But when you take responsibility now, you shrink the problem down to size. There's no shortcut to this. No one else can do this part for you. You have to face yourself, your patterns, your fears, your tendencies to run. And you have to choose differently. That choice is not loud. It's not flashy. But it's the most powerful thing you can do. Because it says, I'm done avoiding. I'm ready to move forward, no matter how uncomfortable it feels. You'll never feel fully ready. That's okay. You don't need perfect conditions to act. You just need to be honest with yourself. You just need to say, enough is enough. That mindset will build strength. That mindset will help you rise. Not because you fixed everything at once, but because you stopped pretending and started showing up. Avoidance is fear in disguise. Responsibility is strength in motion. Choose strength. Not once, not when it's easy. Every day, especially when it's hard, especially when it's inconvenient. That's what separates the people who transform their lives from those who stay stuck. They stop waiting. They stop running. They look at what they've been avoiding and say, this ends now. And when you start moving like that, when you take full ownership of your life, you begin to trust yourself again. You build momentum. You clean up the messes. You fix what you broke. You face what you feared. And you become someone who's no longer afraid of the truth. That version of you is powerful. That version of you doesn't hide anymore. That version of you builds forward, not backward. So don't wait for more motivation. Don't wait until you feel brave. Just take responsibility for what you've been avoiding. Start with one thing, then another, and then keep going. You'll be surprised how fast your life begins to shift once you stop running. And finally start facing what's been waiting for you all along. Chapter 7. Be honest about the life you're building now. Take a hard look at your life right now. Not the version you post, not the version you tell people about, just the real one you live with every single day. The truth is, most people are building a life they never intended. Not because they don't care, not because they lack ambition, but because they haven't stopped long enough to ask themselves the right questions. They're stuck in habits they didn't choose. They're following routines they don't even like. And somewhere along the way, they started calling that life. Being honest about the life you're building means facing the gap between what you say you want and what you actually do. You say you want peace, but you keep entertaining stress. You say you want discipline, but your actions are driven by comfort. You say you want growth, but you spend your days avoiding challenge. This kind of honesty isn't easy, but it's the only way to take control. You're building something every day, whether you realize it or not. Every decision is a brick. Every habit is a tool. Every yes and every no is shaping the structure of your future. The question is, what are you really building? Are you creating a life that reflects your values, or just surviving out of habit? Are you chasing goals that belong to you, or goals someone else told you were important? These are the questions that keep people from sleep at night when they stop pretending. Most people avoid this level of truth because it makes them uncomfortable. It exposes where they've settled. It reveals where they've gone silent. But you can't build a strong future on a shaky foundation. The sooner you get honest, the sooner you can rebuild. Honesty doesn't make you weak, it makes you aware. And awareness is the beginning of power. Sometimes the hardest part is admitting that you're not living the life you said you wanted. That somewhere, you made too many compromises. You stopped protecting your time. You gave up on routines that worked. You let your standards slip, and now you're surrounded by things you never planned for. But the good news is, as long as you're still breathing, you can change. As long as you're willing to be honest, you can shift direction. Don't wait until everything falls apart to get serious about your life. Don't wait for pain to teach you what clarity could have shown you. Check in with yourself. Ask, is the way I'm living today taking me closer or further from the person I want to be? That answer will tell you everything you need to know. If the answer makes you uncomfortable, sit with it. Don't distract yourself. Don't explain it away. Just own it. You can't fix what you won't face. You can't improve what you pretend is fine. You can't change a life you keep lying about. Growth requires truth, and truth requires courage. But here's what most people forget. Your life doesn't change in a day. It changes the day you decide to stop running from what's real and start doing something about it. Look at your mornings. Look at your evenings. Look at how you spend your free time. That's your real life. That's the life you're building. It's not just the big moments. It's the daily choices, the silent agreements, the standards you set when no one's watching. If those things don't align with who you want to become, you have to make changes. Not someday. Not when it's convenient. Now, being honest also means accepting that your excuses are not the same thing as your limits. You say you're tired, but what you really mean is you've been undisciplined. You say you don't have time, but what you really mean is you haven't made time. You say it's too hard, but what you really mean is you're afraid of failing. These truths hurt, but they also free you, because once you name the real problem, you can start building real solutions. This isn't about being perfect. This isn't about living with constant pressure. It's about living with clarity, knowing what you want, knowing what matters, and being brave enough to live in a way that reflects that. You can't lie your way into a better life. You can't fake your way into discipline. The results you're getting are coming from the work you're doing or not doing. Some people will try to convince you that honesty is harsh, that it's too intense. But real honesty isn't about judgment. It's about freedom. When you stop pretending, you stop carrying the weight of trying to look like you have it all together. You get to say, here's where I am, here's where I'm falling short, and here's what I'm going to do about it. No one is going to build this life for you. No one is going to do the hard part on your behalf. No one is going to care about your future more than you. That's why you can't afford to lie to yourself anymore. If the life you're living feels off, it probably is. And no amount of distractions, validation, or shortcuts can fix that. You fix it by facing it. You know when you're out of alignment. You can feel it. You feel tired, even when you sleep. You feel busy but not fulfilled. You feel like you're moving but going nowhere. That's not burnout. That's misalignment. You're spending time on things that don't matter to you. You're investing energy in things that don't build you. And deep down you know it. So ask yourself, what are you tolerating right now that you wouldn't accept in the life you really want? That job, that routine, that relationship, that habit, whatever it is, don't look away. Face it. That's how things change. One truth at a time. One honest conversation at a time. One hard decision at a time. Being honest also means taking credit for the good. You're not just the sum of your mistakes. You've made progress. You've grown. You've overcome things you don't even talk about. Own that too. That's part of your truth. That's part of the life you're building. You're not behind. You're not broken. You're just in a moment of transition, and how honest you are now will determine what comes next. This journey isn't about pleasing others. It's about becoming someone you can respect. Someone you can count on. Someone who doesn't have to fake it anymore. That person is inside you. But you have to stop hiding behind distractions and start listening to what your life is trying to tell you. Every day is a chance to take back control. To stop drifting. To stop settling. To build a life that makes sense to you. Not one that just looks good from the outside. The people who truly grow are the ones who check in with themselves often. They're not afraid of discomfort. They're afraid of regret. They'd rather face the truth now than live with the pain of knowing they wasted their potential. That kind of honesty will scare some people. It might even scare you. But it will also guide you. It will give you direction. It will give you purpose. And once you get clear, once you face the truth and stop running from it, your energy changes. Your decisions change. Your results change. You are always building something. Don't let it be something you'll eventually want to escape from. Build a life you can stand behind. Build habits that reflect your goals. Build relationships that feel honest. Build days you don't want to run away from. It's possible, but only if you start by telling the truth. Not the polished version. The real one, because the life you're building is either bringing you closer to your future, or slowly pulling you away from it. And the difference starts with honesty.
Chapter 8. Learn to sit alone without feeling broken inside. Most people don't know how to be alone. Not because they hate silence, but because when things get quiet, everything they've been avoiding shows up. The thoughts they've buried, the emotions they've ignored, the truth they haven't dealt with, it all comes to the surface. So they run from stillness. They keep themselves busy. They stay around people who distract them. They keep noise around at all times, because the silence feels heavy. But the silence isn't the problem. The problem is what they haven't faced yet. The pain isn't in being alone. The pain is in what they believe about themselves when they're alone. Rebuilding yourself means learning how to be with yourself, fully and honestly, without needing someone else to fill the space. You need to reach a place where you can sit quietly, hear your own thoughts, and not feel like something's missing. because nothing meaningful can be built on a shaky foundation. If being alone feels like breaking, then that's where your work starts. Not by covering it up, not by pushing it away, but by going into it and asking yourself why you feel broken when no one else is around. The truth is, you'll never really know yourself if you always need noise to feel okay. You'll never be in control of your emotions if you always depend on outside company to feel whole. At some point, you have to sit down with yourself and ask, "What is it I'm running from?" That question alone opens a door most people avoid for years, because we're taught to stay connected, to stay busy, to stay social, but we're rarely taught how to sit in stillness and be okay. People say things like, "I hate being alone," or "I need people around to feel better." And it might feel true, but more often than not, what they really mean is, "I don't know who I am when everything is quiet. I don't know how to sit with my own thoughts without feeling overwhelmed. I don't know how to enjoy my own company without needing validation." That's not a weakness, it's a signal that it's time to get to know yourself on a deeper level. You don't heal in distraction. You don't grow by constantly escaping yourself. The real strength is in learning how to sit alone and not feel broken, because once you get to that point, no one can control you with attention. No one can shake you by leaving. No one can make you feel lost just because they're not around. Your confidence stops depending on someone else's presence. It begins coming from within. That's where real power lives. You need to understand that alone doesn't mean unloved. It doesn't mean forgotten. It doesn't mean something's wrong. Alone just means present. Alone means available to your own voice. And if being alone makes you feel like you're falling apart, it's not the space, it's the thoughts you haven't faced yet. It's the emotions you keep pushing down. It's the history you've avoided. It's the parts of yourself you've judged for so long that now they haunt you when you're finally quiet. That's why learning to be alone isn't just a skill, it's a form of healing. It's where your real identity is found. It's where you hear what you actually think, not what you've been told to think. It's where you stop performing. You stop trying to be liked. You stop trying to fit in. And for once you just exist without the weight of pretending. That space, that honest raw space, that's where you begin again. You might not like what you find at first. You might feel pain you've buried. You might remember things you hoped you'd forget. But all of that is necessary, because you can't build something real on denial. You have to look at the wounds before you can heal them. You have to feel the emotions before you can release them. And you can't do that when you're constantly distracted, constantly surrounded, constantly performing. Don't confuse loneliness with solitude. Loneliness is the feeling of being disconnected. Solitude is the practice of being deeply connected to yourself. And if you avoid solitude, you'll always chase people for the wrong reasons. You'll settle for attention instead of respect. You'll keep people close, not because they're right for you, but because you're afraid of what their absence might trigger. That's how toxic relationships begin, not with bad intentions but with fear of being alone. When you learn to sit alone and feel okay, everything changes. You stop needing constant validation. You stop begging for time, attention, or approval. You start making choices based on your values, not your fears. You begin to set higher standards. Because now you're not desperate for company, you're grounded in your own presence. That strength makes you more powerful in every area of your life. It shows up in your work. It shows up in your confidence. It shows up in the way you speak, walk, think. Most people think being alone is something to avoid, but being able to sit in a room by yourself and feel at peace, that's a level of emotional maturity that most never reach. It means you've stopped running. It means you've faced the discomfort. It means you've made peace with your past. That kind of peace can't be faked. It has to be earned. And it's earned in the quiet moments, the lonely nights, the still mornings when no one is watching but you. If you can't sit with yourself, you'll never feel truly at home anywhere. You'll always be looking for something outside to calm the storm inside. But the calm you're looking for isn't out there. It's in your ability to sit with the chaos and not run from it. It's in your ability to say, yes, this hurts, but I'm not broken. I'm just healing. I'm just growing. I'm just learning to be with myself in a way I never was before. You don't need to fill every moment. You don't need someone beside you to feel whole. You need to get honest about your relationship with yourself. Ask, do I even enjoy my own company? And if the answer is no, that's where your work begins. Not by blaming yourself. Not by hiding from it. But by getting curious. By asking what parts of you need attention. What parts need care. What parts need forgiveness. Aloneness is a mirror. It shows you what needs to be seen. It brings clarity if you stop running. And once you see what's there, you can begin to choose differently. You can choose to care for yourself better, to think more clearly, to love more honestly, to stop rushing to fill the space and instead start using it to rebuild something deeper. Your relationship with yourself sets the tone for every other relationship in your life. If you feel broken inside when you're alone, you will carry that brokenness into every connection you make. Not because you want to, but because you've never dealt with it at the root. That's why you must make peace with your own presence before seeking anyone else's. Start small. Spend time with yourself without distractions. No phone. No music. Just you. Let the discomfort rise. Don't run from it. Sit with it. Breathe through it. Listen to what it's trying to tell you. That practice, done consistently, will change you. It will make you stronger, calmer, and more centered. You'll stop fearing time alone. You'll start using it to recharge, to reset, to reflect. You are not broken because you feel pain. You are not broken because you feel lost when you're alone. You're human. And like every human, you need to come back to yourself. Not just for peace but for power. Because no matter how much you grow, how many goals you reach, how many people love you, the one person you will always live with is you. Learn to sit with that person. Learn to love that person. Learn to be okay in your own presence. When you do, you'll stop chasing and start choosing. You'll stop hiding and start healing. And that's when you'll finally understand that being alone was never the enemy. It was the path back to your real self. The self that doesn't need noise to feel alive. The self that doesn't collapse without company. The self that knows peace isn't out there. It starts within.
Chapter 9. Keep promises you make to yourself every day. The fastest way to lose trust in yourself is to keep breaking your own promises. It doesn't happen all at once. It happens in small, quiet moments. You say you'll wake up early, but you don't. You say you'll stop scrolling and start working, but you keep scrolling. You say you'll go to the gym, but you make excuses. And every time you do that, you send a signal to your mind. What I say doesn't matter. My word can be broken. It's not about the task itself. It's about what those broken promises do to your self-respect. When you stop believing yourself, you stop trying. You stop aiming higher. You stop expecting better. You start settling. You start tolerating less than you deserve. And deep down you know the truth. You know you're not living up to what you said you would be. That creates a tension that doesn't go away. It shows up as anxiety.
It shows up as frustration. It shows up every time you look in the mirror and feel like you're drifting instead of building. Keeping promises to yourself is the foundation of discipline. It's how you prove to yourself that your words are not just talk, that your goals are not just wishes, that your standards mean something. It's not about impressing anyone. It's about showing up for the person you see when no one else is around. That's where confidence begins, not in loud declarations, but in quiet consistency. The reason most people struggle isn't because they lack the ability. It's because they've trained their brain to expect failure. They've made so many false starts that trying again feels pointless. But you can turn that around. You rebuild trust the same way it was broken. One day at a time, one decision at a time, one promise kept after another. You start small. You follow through. You build evidence. And that evidence becomes belief. It's easy to keep promises to other people. You don't want to disappoint them. You don't want to let them down. But when it comes to yourself, you let it slide. You tell yourself it doesn't matter, that you'll try again tomorrow, that no one's watching anyway. But you're watching. And what you watch yourself do teaches you what to expect from yourself. That's why rebuilding your life begins with rebuilding your integrity with yourself. You don't need to overcomplicate it. You don't need a perfect routine. You don't need to become a different person overnight. You just need to do what you say you'll do. Even if it's small. Even if it's uncomfortable. Even if it's boring. The power is in the follow-through. That's how you go from feeling lost to feeling clear. From being stuck to making progress. From doubting to trusting. If you say you're going to read 5 pages, then read them. If you say you'll drink more water, then drink it. If you say you'll stretch in the morning, then stretch. It might not look impressive to anyone else, but it matters. It tells your mind, I can count on me. And once you believe that, everything else becomes possible. The people who build strong, focused lives are not always the most talented or the most confident. They're the ones who treat their promises like commitments, not suggestions. They understand that discipline is not about force. It's about consistency. They know that self-respect comes from doing what needs to be done, not just when it's easy, but especially when it's not. You can't build anything real on broken commitments. Whether it's a routine, a career, a goal, or a new identity. If you keep backing out on yourself, the foundation stays weak. You feel like you're starting over all the time. That feeling isn't because of failure. It's because of inconsistency. You're not giving yourself enough time in one direction. You're stopping before you even see results. And let's be honest, you already know what you need to do. The problem isn't clarity. It's discipline. It's follow-through. It's waking up and doing it again and again, even when no one's cheering you on, even when no one notices. Because this isn't about them. This is about you becoming someone you respect. That's the real reward, not just the result, but the person you become in the process. Keeping promises to yourself also sharpens your focus. When your mind knows your word is strong, it stops doubting every plan. It stops questioning every idea. It stops wondering if you'll follow through. That clarity saves you energy. It helps you move faster, decide quicker, execute better. Because now you're operating from trust, not doubt. And the more you keep your word, the easier it gets. Not because the tasks get easier, but because you stop arguing with yourself. You stop negotiating every morning. You stop looking for shortcuts. You know what needs to be done. And you just do it. That kind of mindset is rare, but it's available to anyone willing to do the work. You don't need to wait for motivation. You don't need a perfect mood. You just need to honor the decision you made, even if it feels hard, even if it feels inconvenient, even if it feels like no progress is happening, because the real progress is happening inside you, in your discipline, in your focus, in your ability to trust your own word. There will be days when you're tired, when you're frustrated, when you're tempted to quit. That's when your word matters the most. That's when your promise to yourself becomes a lifeline. You say, "I don't feel like it, but I said I would, so I will." That decision builds strength, and strength is what carries you when motivation disappears. This isn't about being perfect. You'll slip sometimes. You'll miss a step. That's not failure. That's feedback. The key is to get back to it. Don't wait for the next week. Don't wait for the next month. Recommit the same day. Recommit every day, because your future depends on it. When you live this way, you change. Quietly, steadily, powerfully. You become more focused, more grounded, more capable. You stop needing approval. You stop waiting for ideal conditions. You just keep moving. That's how confidence is built. Not in big speeches, not in front of crowds, but in small moments of follow-through when no one's watching but you. You've been given the ability to build something meaningful with your life, but it starts with your word. What you say to yourself matters. What you follow through on matters more. Every promise kept is a vote for the person you want to be. And the more votes you cast, the more real that person becomes. So if you want to rebuild yourself, start with this: keep your word. Even if it's quiet. Even if it's simple. Even if it's hard. Especially when it's hard. Because that's where the real shift happens. In the middle of the resistance. In the middle of the discomfort. That's where the old you ends and the new you begins. Every morning is a new promise. Every action is a chance to prove yourself right. Not to the world. To yourself. And once you learn to keep promises to yourself, you'll never have to chase confidence again. You'll live with it. Because you earned it. One promise at a time.
Chapter 10. Give your all even when nobody is watching. What you do when no one is watching says more about you than anything you ever do in public. It's easy to perform when eyes are on you. It's easy to work hard when someone is clapping. It's easy to give your best when there's a reward waiting. But real character is built in the moments when nobody sees your effort, nobody notices your consistency, and nobody is handing out praise. That's where discipline is tested. That's where you prove to yourself that you're doing it not for recognition, but because it matters to you. That's how strong foundations are laid, not with noise but with quiet commitment. People talk about greatness like it's a secret formula, but it's not. It's built in the lonely hours. It's built when the world is asleep, when distractions are gone, when there's no audience to impress. It's in those moments that you find out if your goals are just words or if they actually mean something to you. Because if you only work when people are watching, you're not working for growth, you're working for approval. And approval fades fast. But self-respect, that stays with you. When you give your all, even when no one's checking in, you become a different kind of person. You become someone who doesn't need to be pushed. Someone who doesn't wait to be motivated, someone who wakes up with a reason and follows through with or without applause. That mindset is rare. It's what separates the ones who stay average from the ones who build something meaningful. You can't fake this part. You can't pretend to be consistent in private and expect results in public. What you do behind closed doors is exactly what will show up in your life later. You can't skip the quiet work and expect loud success.
The time you invest in the shadows eventually shows in the light, but the reward doesn't come instantly. It's slow. It's silent. And that's why most people quit. They think no one's watching, so it doesn't matter. But it does, because you're watching. And if you stop respecting your own effort, everything else falls apart. This isn't about being obsessed with achievement. It's about taking your life seriously. It's about realizing that your time matters. Your choices matter. And if you only give your best when there's an audience, you're training yourself to live for others. That's a fragile way to live. You'll always be chasing approval. You'll always be wondering if you're enough. But when you learn to give your all in the silence, you build real strength, quiet confidence, solid discipline. That kind of strength shows up when life gets hard, when you feel alone, when you're uncertain. It reminds you that you don't need permission to keep going. You don't need a crowd. You just need purpose. You just need to remember why you started. And if your why is strong enough, your work becomes consistent. Not because it's easy, but because it's necessary. Every time you give your all with no guarantee of reward, you grow. You build something that can't be taken from you. You train your mind to keep going when most people would stop. You stop waiting for someone to validate your effort. You validate it by showing up. That's how you build self-trust. That's how you develop grit. That's how you separate yourself from the version of you that used to quit when things got quiet. Don't underestimate the value of unseen work. That hour of reading. That early morning workout. That honest journaling session. That deep focus when no one is keeping score. Those things are not wasted. They are shaping who you're becoming. Every unnoticed act of discipline is a deposit into your future. It doesn't look like much now, but it adds up. And when your moment comes, when the opportunity finally appears, you'll be ready. Not because you got lucky, but because you stayed ready when no one else knew what you were building. There's a reason most people don't reach their potential. It's not because they don't have it. It's because they're waiting to be seen before they start acting like they care. But that's backward. You show you care by how you act when nobody is clapping. When the results are slow. When progress is invisible. That's when your real values are exposed. If you stop working just because no one noticed, then you weren't working for growth, you were working for validation. Validation can't carry you through the hard days. Approval won't get you through fatigue. You need something deeper. You need commitment. You need integrity. And that means doing the right thing. Even when nobody is checking. Even when it's boring. Even when it feels like it's not making a difference. Because that effort builds you. And over time it transforms your life. When you give your all, even in silence, you stop needing quick results. You stop chasing overnight success. You start building slowly. Intentionally. You understand that success is earned quietly and revealed publicly. You don't skip steps. You don't cut corners. You respect the process because you respect yourself. That's why the quiet days matter. The unnoticed progress. The small wins, that's what creates mastery. Not bursts of motivation but steady effort when the motivation fades. You don't need someone watching you to do your best. You just need to hold yourself to a higher standard. One that says, I show up because this matters. I give my best because my life deserves it. This is the work that can't be measured by likes, followers or views. It's not about recognition. It's about being able to look yourself in the mirror and say, I gave everything I had today. That's a feeling no one can give you. You have to earn it. You earn it by being consistent in private. By being focused when nobody is pushing you. By doing the hard things without needing credit. Your future is being shaped in moments no one sees. In early mornings, in late nights, in quiet decisions that stack up over time. You're building habits. You're building mindset. You're creating a version of yourself who can't be shaken just because no one's paying attention. That version of you becomes unstoppable. Not because they're better than others, but because they've trained in the dark. They've prepared in silence. They've shown up when no one asked them to. This is where your identity is built. Not in what you say, but in what you do when the lights are off. When there's no deadline. When there's no one watching. If you want to feel proud of your life, start by doing the work no one else is willing to do. Start by giving your all without needing to be noticed. The reward isn't just in the result, it's in the person you become along the way. So don't wait for someone to recognize your effort. Don't hold back because no one's watching. Give everything you've got right now. Act like it matters, because it does. You're not working for approval. You're working for your own freedom, your own fulfillment, your own strength. And if you keep doing that long enough, the world will notice. But by then you won't need their validation. Because you'll already know who you are. And you'll know you earned it. Every step. Every hour. Every day. Quietly. Fully. On your own terms.